Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Oh, just taste and see
Amen.
That the Lord is good.
Amen.
Amen. I've really been enjoying these morning sessions on this topic of the enjoyment of God in fellowship. So this is the focus of our time in the morning, is that we want to have the enjoyment of God in fellowship.
Amen.
That is, we want to be in the presence of the Lord. The only way to have fellowship with someone is to be in their presence.
Amen.
So each morning we want to have a direct touch with the Lord in His presence, having fellowship with Him.
Amen.
Amen. So we come to this morning session, and in this morning session, how about let's read through the title first, then we'll just go through the three verses and read them all together. Amen. Exercising our spirit to pray with the word that we read. John 6:63.
It is the Spirit who gives life. The flesh profits nothing. The words
I have spoken to you are spirit and are life. 2 Corinthians 3:6.
Who has also made us sufficient as ministers of a new covenant.
Ministers not of the letter, but of the Spirit.
Amen.
For the letter kills,
but the Spirit gives life. Matthew 4:4.
But he answered and said,
Amen. So we see here we have praying with the word that we read. But how is it that we pray with the word? That is, we need the exercise of our spirit.
Amen.
That is, when we pray, read the word, we need the exercise of our spirit.
Amen.
So in John 6:63, we see that the words that the Lord has spoken are spirit and are life. So we need to see, firstly, is that the Word is spirit and life.
Amen.
But how is it that we get to that spirit that is in the Word? How do we get to that life that is in the Word? It is through the exercise of our spirit.
Amen.
So we have a spirit that is within us, but also we have a spirit that is in the Word.
Amen.
And both of these, actually, they want to come together. They want to get connected.
Amen.
So we need to exercise our spirit to touch the spirit that is in the Word.
Amen.
And this is how the Word then becomes food to us.
Amen.
Because we want to taste and see that the Lord is good.
Amen.
How do we taste and see? It is through the Word.
Amen.
And we need to convert this Word from letter to spirit and life. Because as we see in 2 Corinthians 3:6, it is the Spirit that gives life.
Amen.
So we want to get to that food. We want to get to that Spirit that is in the Word.
Amen.
So that's why how essential it is that we would pray, read the Word with our spirit.
Amen.
Right? And then also we see in Matthew 4:4 is that man shall not live on bread alone, but on every word that proceeds out through the mouth of God. So here the word is likened to bread, right? So bread is for our food. And the most important meal of the day is actually our breakfast time, right? So students should know is that the most important meal of the day is what? Breakfast, right? So our spiritual breakfast is actually our time with the Lord in the Word.
Amen.
So this is just like in 2 Corinthians 3:6, it's a matter of how we come to the Word, how we approach the Word, or even how we are handling the Word, right? We don't want the Word to be letter, right? Because the letter kills. We have a spiritual stomach, right? Our spiritual stomach is our spirit. We want to get the food into our stomach. We don't want to feed our minds. We don't want to get the knowledge. We don't want to get the letter. We want to get spirit and life. And this way, the word is then converted. It's converted from just merely letter and converted to life. Converted to food. Food that we can take in. And why do we eat? We eat so that we would be nourished. That we could be nourished by that food. The nourishing elements are in the food. And so we need to get it. We need to receive it. We need to digest it. We need it to be assimilated. We need it to become a part of us. That is, that it would be fully one with us. So this element that is in the Word is God's life, God's nature, His riches. And when we eat, we enjoy, right? What is the reason that we eat? We eat our breakfast so that we can enjoy. We want to enjoy the food that we eat. And so a way that we can have this conversion, right, is that we would pray, read over the words of the Bible. So surely we have heard a lot about pray reading, but pray reading, in a simple definition, is we're taking the words of the Bible and we're making them our prayer. So this is how we pray read over the Word. And this is how we take in the Word, right? And this is where there is then a mingling of praying and reading, and also our reading with our faith, right? We need the element of the Spirit. We need the element of faith added to our reading. Amen. So that we're not just receiving another teaching or receiving something that we already know, right? Because surely we know a verse like John 6:63, right, where it says, "It is the Spirit who gives life. Amen. The flesh profits nothing. The words which I have spoken to you are spirit and are life." Amen. So with such a verse, we may have read this hundreds of times. And so our initial reaction may be, yeah, I already know that. But instead, what we want to have is a fresh touch of this word, and we just pray it. A lot of times we have corporate prayer reading where a lot of it is just repeating. It's repeat reading. We just stand up and we say, "It is the Spirit that gives life." This is enjoyable, and it also is an exercise of our spirit. But we also have our times alone with the Lord in the Word, and that is where we take the Word and we make it personal. That's where we take these verses, we make them applicable to ourselves, and we make it our own prayer. So we can take, just like with a steak, we don't eat it all at once. We don't try to gobble it all down in one swallow, but instead we're chopping it up, we're cutting it, we're making it into bite sizes, and then we can take it in a more easier way. So that's where we can take some little phrases and we can just thank the Lord, right? We can praise the Lord that it is the Spirit who gives life.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord, you are the Spirit today.
Amen.
Thank you are the Spirit with my spirit.
Amen.
Thank you, we're joined to you as one Spirit.
Amen.
And is the Spirit in my spirit.
Amen.
That gives life to me.
Amen.
I want to touch you in this way this morning.
Amen.
That I can receive life.
Amen.
That I can be filled by life.
Amen.
And then we can just pray, read the Word in that way. And this way I enjoy this Word. This is how I enjoy this food. This is how I'm having a personal time with the Lord. Through His Word. So we have this title again, right, which is exercising our spirit to pray with the Word that we read. So in this way, our approach in coming to the Word is that we're spending time with a person. We're coming to be with the Lord. We're coming to take him in. We're coming to be fed, nourished, and enjoy him in a rich way.
Amen.
Right? This is our spiritual breakfast.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Isn't it good to eat in the morning?
Amen.
Hallelujah. You know, I really appreciate the title here. It says, "The Enjoyment of God in Fellowship." You know, fellowship is two ways, right? It's not just I talk to God and that's it and I go home. That's fellowship. But to have fellowship, I open to him, and he needs to have an opportunity to speak to us.
Amen.
And guess what? How does God speak to us is through the Word. As the Spirit, in the Word. Okay? So it's very crucial. You know, I like to be honest. Many times you wake up in the morning, if you are my age a little bit, you get a little ache. Tired, groggy, and then all of a sudden, consciousness hits you, and then, oh, the bills that I had to pay, oh, that my child, I need to sign him up for this, and very scattered. And just to focus in your whole being to call on the Lord, sometimes is a challenge. So, right, so we're exercised to have a personal time, affectionate time with the Lord, but then, like even some testimony yesterday, all of a sudden, Lord, and very hard. Even sometimes, what do I say to the Lord, right? I can only pray so many times, Lord, I don't know how to spend time with you. Day two, Lord, I still don't know how to spend time with you, right? But you know what? One thing that's very, very helpful is to come to the Word of God.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. You know, I don't have, most of my morning revival books is online, is on my iPad now. But you know, the churches, we go through this thing called Holy Word for Morning Revival. Right? Praise the Lord for that.
Amen.
Right? There's many ways to get into the Word. Maybe you have a reading schedule. Oh, praise the Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Here we go. Sometimes you have a reading schedule, and I've done that too. And then wherever you're reading, and then maybe one verse comes out and touches you, just begin to pray over that word, okay? But if you don't have that, well, you should have that, a reading schedule. But here, very convenient, you know, day four. Today's Thursday, right? Yeah. So, and then there's a verse right here, okay? Now, let's be honest, sometimes if you're like me, before you even got to the verse, you're reading, okay, this gray portion. Oh, what is this talking about? So you bypass the Spirit, you went right into your mind. Okay? Not good. There is a time to study the Word. There's a time. Look at all these notes and the highlights. We should do that. But the first order of business is to exercise our spirit.
Amen.
To pray with the Word that we read. So, you know, you may not even fully understand what the Word says, but you just begin to pray over the Word. You know, one thing we need to see is, what is the nature, of the Word of God, right? The verses we read here, it is our bread, right? And there's also a verse in 1 Peter, right? It is the milk of the Word. In Hebrews, it talks about the solid food, right? Now, how many ate breakfast this morning? Right? You saw the waffles there, and then you saw the sausage. What if you just try to analyze the sausage? How much calories, how much protein, how much fat? And then you just analyzed it, studied it, understood it, but you didn't eat it. Then it means nothing to you. All of that understanding meant nothing to you. But you may not understand what is what, what calories is, but you ate it, right? Then you get the benefit of the food that you eat. So in the morning, don't try to analyze so much. Whatever day you're in, oh, praise the Lord. Begin to pray over the Word. And one thing, when we practice this, actually you find out the Lord has a way to speak to you, right? Many times, just you're exercising over the Word, and the Lord would touch your conscience. You just begin to confess, right? We had some fellowship. Okay, John 3:16. We all know that, right? Very famous verse. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whoever believes into Him will not perish, but will have eternal life. How many times have we read that verse, even memorized it, right? But you know what? It's fresh every day if we pray over the Word. You know, we had this fellowship about having a heart for man. Sometimes as you begin to pray, oh, for God so loved the world. The Lord may stop you. So love the world. Oh, Lord, you so love the world. And you begin to pray, this is God's heart for man. He so loved the Lord, the world. And then the Lord may shine in you. How much do you love the world? Oh, Lord, I don't love the world. I don't love my neighbor. I don't even love myself. Right? And you just begin to confess and open to the Lord. Sometimes you just got one word. You are full of the Lord speaking because you begin to pray in this way over the Word of God. So whatever word it is, your reading schedule, something comes out and you just begin to pray. Many times it will lead you right into confession, lead you right into consecration, lead you to giving yourself fully to the Lord again. So I hope we practice this way. Don't get so complicated. If it's morning revival, praise the Lord, whatever day that is, spend a few minutes just to call on the Lord, open your heart, but then use the Word of God, exercise your spirit to pray. And later on, you should study. You should get into it. You should prepare a prophecy, but not first thing in the morning. First thing in the morning, we need to eat and drink the Word of God. Amen.